bones hurt, but we're doing our best. Finding what we love, spreading awareness wide, making an impact with resilience as our guide.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Chronically Positive Podcast. I'm Isla, your host, and I'm so excited to spend some one-on-one time with you today. It's not Tuesday yet, but I'm posting a new bonus episode where you get to spend some quality time with me. I wanted to take this opportunity to talk about something I'm really passionate about: finding your new normal after a chronic illness diagnosis and discovering how to turn it into something impactful. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that I've built my career and platform by sharing my experiences with POTS, EDS, and mast cell activation syndrome. But trust me, it didn't happen overnight, and it wasn't something I ever imagined doing. Today, I want to share how I got here, how I turned my diagnosis into a way to help others, and how you can find your own version of impact and fulfillment. So whether you're newly diagnosed or have been navigating chronic illness for years, I hope this episode will inspire you to think about how you can create meaning in your own journey. Let's dive in. My journey to a new normal. When I was first diagnosed with POTS and EDS, I felt completely lost. Everything in my life changed overnight. My job, my goals, even my day-to-day routine. I remember feeling like I didn't recognize myself anymore. The things I thought I was good at didn't feel possible, and I had no idea what my future would look like. For a while, I resisted my new reality. I kept trying to do all the things I used to, even when my body was clearly saying, "No, you can't do this right now." It took a long time for me to accept that life as I knew it had changed, but that didn't mean it was over. I started small. At first, I just wanted to share my story, mostly to process it for myself. So I started posting on Instagram. I never expected my account to grow into a community of over 30,000 people, but what I realized along the way is that sharing my experiences helped me feel less alone, and it helped others feel seen too. Eventually, that turned into a business, designing chronic illness awareness apparel from my bed and creating content that raises awareness and builds connection. It's not the life I imagined for myself, but in a lot of ways, it's better. What does a new normal look like? One thing I've learned is that normal is a moving target. When you're living with a chronic illness, your new normal might change day to day, and that's okay. For me, finding my new normal was about asking myself, what do I still enjoy? What can I do with my energy and ability I have today? If you're listening to this and you're feeling like you're not sure what your new normal is, I want to remind you that it's okay to take your time. It's a process, and there's no right or wrong way to figure it out. This is about what brings you joy, even in the smallest ways. For me, it was creating something, whether that was an Instagram post, a design for my shop, or even just connecting with people online. Your new normal does not have to look like mine. Maybe it's finding a new hobby, volunteering, or even just learning how to rest without feeling guilty. Whatever it is, it's about finding what works for you. All right, let's switch things up for a second with a quick rapid-fire round of my new normal favorites. First, my favorite app for tracking symptoms is Guava. It's simple and it makes everything feel manageable. Next, my go-to comfort activity is watching Gilmore Girls. Just curling up on the couch, having a hot cup of oat milk, and watching Gilmore Girls. And lastly, my favorite quote right now is, "Do what you can with what you have where you are." Now it's your turn. I'd love to hear about your favorites. DM me on the Chronically Positive Pod and let me know what's helping you in your new normal. Turning challenges into impact. Once I started to accept my new normal, I realized that my challenges had given me a unique perspective, and that perspective could help others. If you're wondering how to turn your challenges into impact, here are a few questions to ask yourself. 1, what do I enjoy doing? 2, what am I naturally good at? And 3, Who do I want to help or connect with? You don't need to have all the answers right away. Start small. When I began sharing my story on Instagram, I had no idea it would grow into a platform. But the key is to take that first step, even if it feels scary or uncertain. Your impact doesn't have to be big to matter. Maybe you want to start a blog, create art, or simply share your experiences with someone who needs to hear them. Every small action adds up. Practical tips for finding fulfillment. Here are a few tips to help you get started. 1. Reflect on what matters to you. Take some time to think about what brings you joy and purpose. What lights you up even on the hard days? 2. Start small. You don't have to launch a business or become a public figure overnight. Maybe it's posting one thing online, joining a support group, or trying a creative project. 3. Pace yourself. It's easy to get caught up in wanting to do everything at once, but remember that your health comes first. Build rest into your routine and don't push yourself too hard. 4. Community is everything. Whether it's online or in person, finding people who understand what you're going through can make all the difference. 5. Celebrate your wins. Every step you take is worth celebrating. No matter how small it might seem, progress is progress. I hope this episode has inspired you to think about what your new normal might look like and how you can create something meaningful, no matter what challenges you're facing. If you're feeling stuck, I want to remind you that you're not alone. It took me a long time to figure out what worked for me, and I'm still learning every day. But if I've learned anything, it's that our stories matter, and sharing them can make a difference to ourselves and for others. Before we wrap up, I want to leave you with a challenge. Think about one small way you can bring more joy or purpose into your life this week. Maybe it's trying something creative, sending a kind message to someone who inspires you, or just taking a moment to celebrate how far you've come. Let me know what you come up with. I'd love to hear about it. If this episode resonated with you, send me a DM on the Chronically Positive Pod Instagram and let me know how you're finding your new normal. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone who might need it. You can also leave a review. It helps so much in reaching more people who can benefit from these conversations. Thank you for spending time with me today, and I can't wait to see you back here on Tuesday where I meet Kaylee Bays, where she shares her incredible story. Until then, take care of yourself, and remember, your journey matters. Our bones hurt, but we're doing our best.